Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and our conversation today is with George Fields, Director, Transportation Administrative Service Center at the U.S. Department of Transportation. What's TVU?
TVU is the Transportation Virtual University. Now, we've branded that just for Department of Transportation. However, we have carried the same concept to other agencies such as HUD and have branded it around HUD. But what it amounts to is electronic learning and distance learning. We find ourselves in a time when time, quite frankly, is in fact a value. Individuals aren't able to take the time to do the rather traditional classroom training, and individuals are looking for training when they need it, as they need it, what they need. And this whole method of electronic training is a way of achieving that. TVU is something that we're rather proud of in that we recently received a award recognition for our efforts here, in that we have in fact blended some new technology while keeping the individual in mind in terms of the design of the coursework, design of the activity that the person is in fact learning. And as a result, the award, I think that we've gotten some recognition. It's been a little bit slow starter for us in terms of the service, but I think that we'll probably be expanding this and probably hearing more about it. Won't be necessarily TVU because, again, it's branded towards each of the agencies that we may deliver for.
We know that one of your roles at TASC is to manage the headquarters procurement project, which is leasing of new space for the Department of Transportation. What are the biggest challenges in managing this process?
Several challenges. Of course, we're looking to obtain the support of both OMB and Congress. We're looking for making certain that we have a viable strategy for how we, in fact, are going to house the employees of DOT. We have, in fact, been participating in a procurement process since June of last year, and I guess the biggest challenge for us today is just simply trying to bring conclusion to that procurement.
What lessons learned could you pass on to other leaders undertaking a complex facility project?
Can't say clearly enough, define your project goals. You have to understand what your goals are and keep yourself focused upon those goals. I would also suggest that, this is something that we learned before we started the project, and we're very grateful that we, in fact, followed through with it. Bring in someone from the private sector to be of assist to you. I think that too often we in government are rather myopic in our views as to how to achieve things. And I think in a proper partnership relationship with someone from the private sector, real estate community in this instance, we have found that to be quite beneficial to us.
TASC is self-described as a customer, has customer service orientation with both the public and other agencies as customers. How do you build a customer service culture?
Asking that question is like asking how do you build the foundation of TASC. Our whole foundation is based upon customer service. Customer service is in fact part of our logo itself. Service value success. Whenever you see the name TASC, you'll see under that service value success. We very much are focused upon how the customer is in fact going to be serviced here. From the very beginning of an employee's employment with TASC, we take them through a very specific training to orientate them to this whole concept of customer service. And especially those that are longstanding within government, where they're coming from an environment that we're working off of, in many instances, mandates, because we're talking about statutory requirements. That's not the case with TASC. TASC has a culture where we do not survive unless we're satisfying customer requirements, keeping the customer ever focused upon, our minds, because it affects our revenue.
How does TASC build partnerships with other government agencies, particularly those partnerships that provide additional services?
Those partnerships are built based upon our ability to deliver. our ability to deliver is demonstrated to those other government agencies by a demonstration of the products that we have, the services that we have. An example of that, we have a system called Dockets Management System, where we have built for the Department of Transportation an electronic means to communicate with the public. Department of Transportation is engaged in, as is the case with many agencies, engaged in publishing rules, regulations, looking for comments back from the public with respect to those proposed rules. The Dockets Management System gives the public an ability to do just that prior to our establishment of that Dockets Management System, and it's been in place now for about 3 years. We were getting responses, about 3,000 responses a year to the proposed rules from individuals across the country, quite frankly, across the world. Now we're in excess of 300,000 responses coming in from individuals, weighing in on the matter of government. Demonstrating that for DOT has, in fact, translated into our ability to demonstrate that to other government agencies and have them see the benefit of that. So that's the way that we, in fact, partner, by way of demonstrating those kinds of services, the availability of those services, and as a result, having customers coming to us. Of course, yes, we do some marketing to those customers, but for the most part, customers are coming to us asking to have those kinds of technologies deployed with them.
TASC administers a purchase card program at Department of Transportation. How do you administer this program, and what capabilities should customers have?
We administer a program where we essentially have a two-part role. And on one hand, we provide a contract management role for the department's senior procurement official, where we've established the contract with the bank for the purchase card and established certain tools such as the remote accessing of account, assuring that the customer is able to pull up electronically their account, making certain that that account is in fact compliant with federal requirements in terms of procurements. So those are some of the tools. But in addition, we perform a secondary role, one that we're involved in almost on a daily basis, and that is actually administering the purchase card program on behalf of a number of agencies, including for ourselves. We as employees do, in fact, have a need for a purchase card, and we do that for ourselves, but we do that also for other customers within DOT.
TASC administers or participates in the Merit Promotion Program. Could you tell us more about this program and its impact on TASC?
Rather than isolate so much just to the merit promotion plan, which quite frankly is something that we do in terms of the statutory requirements with respect to civil service requirements, one of the basic philosophies of TASC in our creation was that we did not ask for nor have we sought any special dispensation from the procurement and our personnel rules. And what we suggest is that it is possible to actually run a business in government with the governmental requirements still in place, not asking that those governmental requirements be relaxed. Because we think that it is in fact true that most of those requirements are put in place for good reasons, even if they're social reasons, they're good reasons. And there's no reason why a business should not, in fact, be adhering to that. If we're in the private sector, there are, in fact, impositions placed upon us. And we would suggest that we shouldn't get special exemption from those requirements inside of government. And so as it relates to merit promotion, as it relates to the federal acquisition requirements, all of those requirements we were saying that not only are we adhering to, but we want to sign up to very much.
We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with George Fields.